Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees.
W8FU. Good morning, W8RCY. It's going to be a beautiful day. Everybody should just call in sick and enjoy this day. It's 80 degrees. How awesome is that for a Monday? Yeah, blue sky, sunshine, it's going to be nice. Did you just, by chance, try to key up on VHF on the 7.2? Could have swore I heard you, a little crackly in there. No, I was actually shutting down the GMRS side of the radio so I could wait for you guys to come up. So I was doing that, but nope, that was not me. I didn't even key up. But, let me check my box, in case I pull a jack. Jack's still denying that. Good morning, Dakota. So we went up to the site on Saturday, and we ran an extension cable for the GPS. So shouldn't be hearing the did it. Shouldn't be hearing that over on the VHF site anymore. Morning, John. Morning, Donald. Yeah, I just turned the volume up on that VFO, so fantastic. I thought that's what you guys were doing. I was monitoring my radio on all weekend. Walking in out of my room, I pick up this music. I'm going to pass on this one. I'm going to check my radio, see what is going on over there. Back over to Sean. I'm checking. All right. I don't know if I actually heard something. So don't go looking for a problem that may not even exist. I just was turning on my radios, and I might have been confused. Anywho, that's the bottom line is, boy, that cable was terrible to work with. Tom was, I was working with it on the replacement GRMS repeater, which, by the way, is working really good, which is surprising. Well, I guess not. And that cable was proving to be challenging, but Tom was having a hell of a time making up the DB15 extension cable. Plus, didn't have enough DB15.
700 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.
Yeah, that was one of the times I heard you guys. I heard them, him and Wally wrestling with it.
The only thing I heard over on that side was the 7 o'clock time check thing. That's about it. But yeah, I was just throughout the day on Saturday. Some of the traffic that was going on. If you guys look at that, it does sound better. Yeah, all good here.
So did you get to the LARC? Did you take the kids? Did the wife come? How'd that all work out, by the way, Dakota? No, we didn't end up going that far. We went to a park in town, and my wife got called off of work, so I got to hang out with her, kind of, sort of. So we all went to the park because she had to work Sunday. So I just went there with my Kenwood, and I bought one of those N9 CAX Slim Jims and was messing with that in a throw bag. And simplexing Phil from, I don't know, 5-6 miles away, which was pretty cool.
Well, that sounds good. You know, if it's making simplex 5-6 miles out, it's definitely a good distance for sure. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't quite catch who you were talking to. Did you say Phil from 5 or 6 miles out? I didn't quite catch what the dynamic was there, but that's high ground there, so. Although it depends. When you get down by the lake, it's not, so I don't know. But, well, you weren't there, so never mind. Follow the ball. Anywho. I did that on Saturday. I just went to breakfast with the fellows and then met with, Wally and Tom came to breakfast. And then after that, we all went to the shop and worked on that other stuff. And that was about it for me. Mother's Day, we ate out twice. Didn't go anywhere. Well, we went to two of her favorites. No, I'm sorry. See, man, it just skipped me because I'm like stupid. No, Saturday, we went to her favorite place. Her favorite Mexican, and then Sunday we went to her favorite Italian, and so that was it. We went out twice, but nowhere really exotic, just a couple of her regular favorites, but she's picky like that. She likes regular favorites. Hopefully driving through town. Yeah, Phil, KFA-DTC. I threw that Slim Jim probably, I bought the 16-foot coax one, so it was fully extended up into a tree, and I was on a 30-foot hill with a 5-watt HD. I was able to get in a Richmond Romeo. Open Warren, but no dice. I don't think I had enough juice.
And yeah, I heard you got her some chocolate chip pancakes too yesterday. I was on my way back from Lapeer with the kids, and I could hear Richmond, but you guys obviously couldn't hear me. It was way too far out, but I heard you running out and about too. I got my wife Chinese food Friday night. That was the only meal out this weekend.
K-H-R-U-H, go ahead. W-A-R-T-Y.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, it is. You're a little on the scratchy side, but you're definitely making it. I'm able to hear you okay on this end. Yeah, my weekend, let's see, what did I do? I did Starbucks Saturday morning inside Target, coffee and a Danish. I had to go get my script still from when I was in the hospital on Friday. And Mother's Day, I treated myself to leftover pizza from Saturday afternoon. And that's about it here. Pizza was left over from Friday afternoon after I got home from the hospital. That's what it was. I still had leftovers on Sunday. So that was my just hanging out, staring out, or whatever. What were you, Sean?
Yeah, good morning, Anthony. Oh, man, yeah, you were a little scratchy this morning, but heard you fine. Ours was pretty anticlimactic as well. My mom's gone. Been gone for quite a long time, and Andrea, her kids were, I don't even know if my daughter got a hold of her. I hope so. I'll have to ask. No, my son did. So, but he's got a rain check because he had to work. He works on Sundays. Should have came by on Saturday, but I just get angry and don't say nothing because it doesn't do no good. Dakota?
Oh, I can smell the manure. By the way, Romeo's offline, Sean. I don't know if it's offline, but it's not linked. I'm looking at the dashboard right now. I was wondering why I couldn't hear it. I didn't really see my parents either, or my mom this much this weekend. She came by yesterday for a minute after they went out to eat, but three kids, and they always want to go out and do stuff, so said, happy Mother's Day, see if I see ya. That was it. Oh my God, what am I behind? Feels horrible. Anyway, good morning, Anthony. Yeah, try that Bloomfield repeater, 442-500-1072. Might do you a little bit more good, or if you're in the office already. And how am I sounding, by the way? I tightened my antenna down this week, and I not redid it, but took it all apart, put it all back together because it was some loose spots, and I noticed my signal reports were degrading.
Yeah, I'm a little scratchy because I'm already in the office, like you noticed that. For a little while here, I got to start the time, start at 7 a.m. Go to Uber, start taking early shifts, and won't be in the car.
I had a hard time picking up the tail end there when he said my name, so I don't have anything to add.
That was part of the reason why I handed it back, if you understood what he said. Okay. Anyway, with me, it's just chiropractic today. Got plenty of meds from being hospitalized on Friday. Well, I'm going to be drugged up and happy and so on and so forth, but I'm pretty much back to my normal abnormal self. Rough week. I just accumulated to the point where I ended up in a hospital. So, drugs help, and so far so good. Sean, you wait.
Regarding the bloom pill, the transmitter is really, really weak on it. The receiver is hot as a firecracker, so if you could find a way to transmit on the 2.5 but listen on the 2.6, you'd probably be doing pretty good, Anthony. So just FYI, until he gets that transmitter fixed, he's going to be looking for a Quantar or an MTR down in Dayton. So, for now, like you said, the transmitter's really compromised, and not putting out a very good signal. But you'd be surprised, you'd probably make it in really, really well. And, Donald, I saw you were in over the, on Friday. Saw you were home, as we had a retirement at work, and I didn't catch it until I was clear of that on my way home, and I saw you were already home by that time, so. But good deal. In and out, so to speak. Got you squared away. Better than having to stay. Nobody likes the extended stay when it's pertaining to a hospital. Dakota?
Yeah, Donald, I'm glad you're well and back home. No one likes the overnights there.
Well, I didn't mind the overnights when I was hospitalized at Beaumont, but since Beaumont became Coral Health, they went down the drain fast. My situation was a little more dire, and I have a hospital right next door to me, and they took me there, and I didn't know where I was going at the time. They said, I heard lights and sirens going. I'm going, this isn't good. But, I was there for about 4.5 hours that morning and into the afternoon. But, like I said, I got drugged. I'm feeling back to normal. And it was just a lot of things of stress. I've lost a lot of weight and dehydration and other things. And it was just a bad combination of stuff that I shouldn't have been doing that I was doing, along with stress. And I just went just like that, and I'm back at being abnormal, as those who know me as abnormal as I can be, so, I'm on the rebound for sure.
Anthony, you want to give it another go?
Yeah, you know, I was on a few times.
It wasn't working. Wasn't picking you up.
I'll give it another try, but I'll catch up with you guys later. Have a good rest of the day, and I'll try to work out.
All right, Anthony. Well, you can always bring your note, or you can get on Switch or ground wire. If you want to know how to get on DE Switch, I can hook you up with that pretty quick. Just by connecting up with your node, pretty easy.
Sounds good. I'll get a picture now. Kill it. Thank you.
Just real quick, do you have an Android or an Apple?
I have an Apple.
All right, there's a different app that those guys are running. John, 88OD, he can hook you up. It's called like Repeater Phone or something like that for Android, and you'll be able to hook right up with that. All right, cool. I'll check it out. All right.
I've got it too.
Repeater Phone for iPhone.
Like $5 on the app.
I believe that's the name of it. Anyhow, Dakota, you got an iPhone. Do you know that app, Repeater Phone or something like that?
I just double with you. That's what I was just telling Anthony. I was like, I have that on my phone. It's like $5 on the App Store if you need any help. Super easy. I think you literally just have to put in your call sign, log in with AllStar, and type in the node number.
All right, cool. Okay. Do you need your node password, Dakota?
I'll have to look. It's been a long time since I messed with that. I don't really use it much, but I don't think so. I think you need your AllStar login.
Okay, yeah, but those are great. Those are great apps for exactly the situation you got going there. So, all right, sounds like Anthony is desperately trying to get away from the radio. So, get it back in the normal rotation. I think it was going. Dakota, Donald, me, Dakota. No, Dakota, Anthony, Donald, me. Now I think it goes. I'm going to send it to Dakota, then to Donald. Let Dakota finish up. I'm confused.
Real quick, Sean, before I hand it over to Donald, did you hear me when I said that the Romeo was offline?
I did, and I can see that, and I'll deal with that when I get to the shop. By the way, there's some sort of enforcement going on just before Nino Salvaggio's, before Romeo Plank, so be careful.
Appreciate the heads up. If I would remember the DTMF code, I would have rebooted it because I was parked next to it for a good 2 minutes when I was waiting to go through the light. But, all right, yeah, I'm not trying to be annoying. I just want to make sure you heard me. Go ahead, Donald.
Something annoying about good information, whether, you know, it's warranted or not in a sense. So it's just like Sean mentioned about the enforcement thing, you know. Spread the word so everybody knows. Speaking of repeaters, is there anything in the works? I know we've talked about Richmond repeater and the other band, but that warble in the Detroit repeater, I was listening to that a little bit this morning. That warble seems to be getting worse instead of better. Any word on that?
Nope, the person responsible for that repeater is absolutely... When you talk about being busy, there's like regular person busy, and then there's Donut Dave busy. And Donut Dave busy is a level of busy that is unfathomable. And I have not even talked to him in a couple of months, or a month. And so the chances that he's going to have any time to go look at that, and he's got to be the one. It's just there's no other access is an issue. Different situation there, so I would not expect any changes coming there. And Richmond, if I even bother, because my interest in GMRS is waning, has waned, is gone. The desire is no longer there. I'm not saying I don't want. I want to get that Richmond online, and I got equipment, but that one requires power work, and I certainly am not going to commission power work for GMRS. I could care less, but I've got other work that's got to be done there. And when I get that work all squared away and get it all, then that will probably just fall into place. But it's all a big if.
I'll
jump in real quick just to answer that. Negative. That was
That was Lance, ABAY, and he was coming down from the same area, and he was coming down 75, and he was up there in the Holly area, and then he was in that no man's land between where Holly drops and the 26 picks up. I heard you call and ask if that was Fred, but I had to jump out and grab my pancakes, and when I jumped back in, you weren't there anymore. And I asked Lance if he had talked to you, because, you know, you had asked, is that Fred? I just wondered if maybe he had responded to you. So I did hear you. Anyhow, go ahead, Donald, and I'll be at the drive-through window here.
It's priority over radio stuff, and the reason why I asked about Richmond is because if I go out that way, Joe being in 23 and 94, he's about 10 miles from the repeater out there and 5.5 miles from the Mount Clemens repeater, and being able to talk to her on a radio, GMRS is the only way we're going to be able to do it. You know, I mean, I got my Moto Turbo, but she doesn't know what it's like carrying that big thing around with her. So that's why I was just asking about that in particular with Detroit. But, yeah. I'm going to get out of here, too. You guys have a great day. I got to fully get my day together and see the chiropractor in a couple hours and go from there. So everybody have a great day. If you can, stick your head outside, get some fresh air. Sean, we'll talk this week about my stuff and when we get together, et cetera, et cetera, and so on. And all the best to everybody. W8RCY. Nope, can't take my pills till 8, so got to wait a little bit. Great day, everybody.
All right, Donald, catch you later. Enjoy your rehab or whatever it is you do. And, there's a lot of moving parts with your radios, you know, from the loss of the programming to what you want to do and all that good stuff. There's some other issues with, you know, multiple DMR IDs with the commercial versus the ham. So we got to sit down and map it all out and figure out exactly what you want done. And then we can get it done. We can get it done a hell of a lot better than Scott. So... all right. Enjoy. Talk to you later, Dakota.
Take it easy, Donald. Have a good day. And, yeah, that'll be interesting. Another fresh batch of people for GMRS when that goes live.
Yep. I mean, I do want to get it. I know the guys out in Port Huron kind of want one out that way. And, and it's going to fall into place with other work. You know, the equipment's nothing. And other work out there is going to there's going to be a place for it no matter what. So I might as well, I got the equipment, I might as well put it up, right? So I would say it's coming, but it really is going to be dependent upon the other work. We're putting a DMR machine up there. And we got a combiner and a multi-coupler and a window filter and a whole bunch of stuff that Paul from Anderson is bringing to the party. And then we got to get Jeff and those guys, ready with their harnesses to do some climbing. We got to run some antennas, swap out a couple, add one, swap one out. And then once all that stuff's in place, then we'll be good to go. Hold on, just paying for my crap. Anyhow, yeah, so like I say, we're going to have a four-port combiner and multi-coupler up there, so that means, you know, we've got four UHF machines up there. One of them is going to be DMR, one of them is going to be the existing 225. So why not throw on one of the ports of GMRS up there? We still got a fourth port we can't figure out what to do with.
Yeah, what would you do with what would you do? What else would you need? That Holly machine, what's the footprint on it? Because that's the reason I called out and asked if that was Fred. I was burning across 69 heading towards 53, and I was in a dead zone, so I was wondering if there was anything between Lapeer and basically I can't work Richmond until I get south of 69 or else I just sound like crap.
Well, they got Mainville, and that does pretty incredible. The Lapeer repeater is connected up to the 7.2, so, you know, and I'm listening there often, as I think a lot of people have been lately, so, you know, we could keep that in a BVFO, if you're ripping up and along there, and I think there's a Flint machine, a Lapeer machine, So that VHF system would be a good choice. But on this network, Fred's got a Flint, and I think there's a Holly, and I think there's something west, like, I don't know if there's not a Mayville, but I think there might be something to the east of Flint. I don't know about that, quite honestly.
Machine's insane. I was messing with that Flint this weekend, and I just giggled, did the dead key, and got in from downtown Elmont, and it was pretty damn clean. I did not know that the 7.2 was linked up to the Lapeer machine, because I can hit that with an HT pretty much anywhere out by me. So that's good to know. I'll just use that one from now on then. I mean, literally anywhere, pretty much anywhere I'm at on 69 as far as I go, I'm able to get into that machine no problem.
Yeah, I've been listening to it quite a bit lately, and there's not a ton of activity over there, so it's available. And, you have a good bunch of guys up there. I've known them for a long time. I don't know if they have permanent or long-term plans to be connected up, or if they're just connected up now. You know, their tower came down, right? So Jeff and the boys went out there and threw them together or something real quick and got them back on the air. So I don't know if they're connected up just because of that, keep tabs on it, or if... Or if it's, you know, there's plans for a more permanent or a longer-term connection. So, you know, these things are, you know, they're a mixed bag, right? Connectivity is great because coverage, right? But connectivity sucks because, you know, regional flare. And, you know, so I lean toward the coverage end of the spectrum because there just isn't enough activity out here to justify, you know, all these islands.
RUH, you guys getting me? I'm on this repeater phone app.
Woo-hoo, listen to that guy. He's in the car with me.
Awesome, I'm glad it works.
Much better. Yeah, Sean, I'm kind of with you on that. It depends on how far you go, but, like, for work, I mean, I'm not trying to sound selfish. I feel like I'm on the border of amateur radio clubs, right? Like, I'm on the southernmost side of Lapeer County and the northernmost of Macomb. So this network doesn't really reach past where I live. So if I go any further north or west, I'm kind of in a dead zone. So the fact that the W8LAP machine is linked back down here. I think that makes sense, you know, based on commuting areas. Now, do I think that it would make sense to link a Mount Clemens machine to the UP? I don't know, maybe not. But I agree, having a little bit more coverage to get people involved. I don't think it's a terrible thing.
Oh, and I get both sides. You know, I really do. You know, I mean, there's little regional area, the thing is that, you know, let's say Lapeer is a great blend for those people that live between Mount Clemens and Lapeer, you know, and what a wonderful, you know, thing to have those links, you know, but, you know, the Saginaw's kind of out of the area, but the guys in Lapeer also have a whole group of guys that are very interested in connecting up, you know, to the Flint or to the or the, in that direction. You know, and so it just cascades. And then those guys are interested, you know, they love the connection, you know, to extend their range to the south, but they also love it to the north, right? So, and then the network grows, right? So it's like, the day it gets busy and, you know, and everybody's waiting their turn to talk and stuff, then, you know, we'll reconsider. Until then, we'll take it for what it is and enjoy.
Dakota, I'm right there with you in the being on the edge of the county and struggling to get in. It's easy with a mobile, but terribly difficult with a handheld.
That's a good point, Sean. As soon as we get to that point where a roundtable takes 5 minutes to complete the roundtable, then yeah, I kind of agree. I need to introduce myself to the Lapeer guys. I've talked on it a couple times before it was linked up or before 7-2 was alive and well. And I sold my 500 to, God, I can't remember his damn call. I've got it on my phone. There's a guy up there, he's on the Aries and all that. I think he's on the Skywarn. He's pretty involved in the MCOM stuff. And he does the same thing. He doesn't know, come out, introduce yourself, yada, yada, yada. But I need to actually make a point to do that or just hop out on the air and you know, talk to them because I can, like I said, I can stand in my backyard and talk to them on an HD, so there's no reason not to.
Oh, yeah, real good bunch of guys. I've known them for years, and they're a great bunch. So you're up there kind of splitting between them. So, you know, yeah, get to know those guys, get involved or whatever. You won't regret it. I just pulled up at work here. I'm going to get inside, and then maybe I'll check back in a few. Anthony?
Dakota, where are you at? How close are you to the office?
Talk to you later, Sean. Anthony, I'm 5 minutes out, 4 minutes out. I'm good and late today. I woke up at 5, and then I fell back to sleep, and I did not want to get back out of bed. So I'm just running a little bit behind.
Yeah. This app works pretty good. I got to see if I guess the Bluetooth handheld for that UV Pro, I got to see if I can sync that up with my phone, and then I have a regular mic, handheld mic to use with the phone. That'd be pretty interesting. Key up right off that.
Did you just put an AirPod?
Yep, I got an AirPod in.
Your audio quality went through the roof when you did that. You were echoey, and then it sounded like you were just on a full quieting, high-quality handheld.
Cool. I mean, it seems to be working really well. I'm happy that you guys recommended this, because now you can basically use it anywhere.
For the couple bucks that it costs and the convenience, yeah, I mean, and then you have it forever, it's a good app to have. I've had it on my phone for a long time. I don't use it much. I don't even remember the last time I've used it, actually, but it is nice for if you're in a pinch like you are right now, right? Like, you can't really get out that good, so even if you just want to listen, just flip that thing on and connect it, and you're good. And the beauty of it is you can use your AirPods.
Yeah, that is the nice thing. Now the whole office doesn't have to listen to me talk to you guys and listen to what you guys are saying. Not that there's many people here, but there's a few.
And as far as they're concerned, you're on the phone.
For sure. Makes it real easy, doesn't it?
I see all the 5-0 posted up right here. Man, let's add to the traffic.
Yeah, that makes things difficult. I saw a lot of cops this morning. It was crazy. They must have some initiative this week or something. I know last week or 2 weeks ago they were doing distracted driving. Maybe they're doing seatbelts or something.
I don't know, but I love police, don't get me wrong, but I cannot stand traffic patrol. It drives me nuts. It's just a waste of tax dollars.
Hey, do you know what, using this thing, does it just treat it like an open phone call the whole time? Because I've noticed it is keeping track of the time that I've been connected. It also is my time up in the corner is highlighted green, like when I'm on a phone call.
So what it's doing is it's like All-Star. It is All-Star. So when you link up a node, it tells you the time you've been connected. So if you disconnect and reconnect, that timer will reset. And then the reason it's green in the corner is because iPhone privacy, it notifies you if your microphone is in use. So if that app's open, the microphone's in use, but it's not in use until you hit the PTT. But I think you can toggle that, too.
Gotcha, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll have to look at that. There was some settings that I didn't mess with.
Yep, I might hop on here. I just backed in my parking spot. I got to get inside. But if not, I will catch you maybe this afternoon. Actually, probably not. You'll be out early. I don't know. I'll talk to you in the morning or whenever. So have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you in a bit here. NADBF, I am clear.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, I'm probably going to turn this off or mess with the settings, but I will catch up with you later this afternoon. Maybe I'll throw the radio on when I'm in the garage later. Catch up with you soon. KEARUH.
One other thing it's good for is when you're on those ski trips in Montana, you can check in if you feel like it for 5 minutes and rub everybody's nose in it.
Good morning, 0800 hours, sunny, 51 degrees.
NAKPP.
Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny, 63 degrees.
story that I had one of my technicians partially cut. Didn't leave a lot of room for just in cases, and then I found out it was a cable that we needed. And I inadvertently tugged on it a little bit to see how loose it was, and it brought it down into the stanchion where I can't reach it. So, new cable it is.
Well, there you go. Hope you don't have to solder anything.
It's going to be wired up. They're squishies. We don't solder off the field unless I absolutely have to or it's absolutely necessary. And that soldering work that I did Saturday, geez, I was irritated and I did not like the outcome of it. But at least it works. I've done better work on that.
Yeah, I haven't heard the results, but I didn't have my radios on this morning. I was busy doing work and stuff.
Yeah, I got to do this cable pull and then reconnect it to areas that need to be reconnected. And then we go from there. And I'm going to put a relay in there somewhere, too. Oh. Whole lot of fun. A lot of work for very little results.
Well, it's got to get done. As part of the city Pontiac type thing, without getting too into work, because I know that they're opening that back up.
Sounds like new news to me. I'm working off of Featherstone and what is that? MLK Boulevard, basically Featherstone. I'm up like just up the road from my office. Why, is there road work down there somewhere that I don't know about?
No, I had heard that they had closed the city garage down 10, 15 years ago, and now they're opening it back up. So I was just curious if that's what the project you were working on, because we've been kind of doing some of that stuff for them, too.
Oh, no, this is a distribution center. I don't know, I guess that's what you call it. It's where they store the carbonated beverages for one of the big three.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'll talk to you on the phone about the other one. So. Okay. All right, other than that, I got to let you go, buddy. I got to search around here and see if I can find my car keys, which was what I was doing, and then I walked by my office and heard your call, so I figured I would say hello.
As Melissa says, are they in your pocket? 73T, I'll talk to you on this lip. TDCKKO.
NAKPP.
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 67 degrees.
NAKPP Mobile. Hey,
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 78 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 80 degrees.
Outside. I gotta do some work outside, cut the grass, weed whack, do all that stuff. How about you? You busy too?
I'm working today. Of course, my work and my home are within like 3 or 4 miles of each other, so I'm buzzing home real quick to let the doggies out, and then I'm gonna go back to work. I did cut the front yard early this morning, so I got that done. So at least the front of the house looks like I take care of it.
Roger that. Yeah, no, I haven't done anything. I had to go to Mother's Day, you know, all day out. Couldn't do nothing yesterday, so I got to do everything today.
Okay, very good. You been on the GMRS repeater? Is that working better or working the same?
It works good, but you know what? I think Sean has to do a little bit of work on it because when I keep the mic and talk and everything else, and it does not shut up when I unkey the mic, you know, take my finger out of the when I finish talking, it does not go, it doesn't do it right away. It waited like 2 minutes, 2 seconds or 3 seconds, then it shuts off.
I'll listen. Talk to Sean. And that might be normal, but I don't know. So, yeah, I was working with him Saturday quite a bit. Sean, of course, the techie guy, the smart guy of the bunch, but Tom and I were doing a lot of the grunt work, so we were trying to get it back up and running. So, I'll listen. If not, I'll say something. If it's wrong, I'll say something to Sean.
No problem, because, yeah, when I let go of my finger, like I said, let go of my hand off the mic, it stays on a little bit, then it shuts off. Before, it was not like that. It shuts out. Once soon as you take your finger out from the mic, it should shut off right away, but it doesn't do it. It waited a little bit, like 2 or 3 seconds.
Well, this one does the same thing.
Oh, this one does it right away. The other one, no. It takes a little bit more time.
Okay. Well, I know they all have hang time in them. Maybe it's just longer than when you're used to. So, all right, sir. I am in the driveway. I am going to go let the dogs out, just like the song. That way they can say, I let them out. So, you be good. Get your lawn done. N-A-K-B-B.
Hi, Walt. Good to hear you out there, Wally. You take care and have a good day.
KFATRC from WPHKLL.
Well, it's the guy I want to talk to. How you doing today?
Hey, Jack, how you doing? I'm doing good.
I heard you talking to that agent. Very nice guy. I was talking to him yesterday. And, because it was playing out a lot. And I think he just played out high as well. He'll learn. He said, he'll get one, so I don't know if he'll get one. But he was talking to him.
Yeah, I heard most of that, yes, but you're real staticky.
How about
you want a handout? You still there, Jack? WDAKLL.
I'm still here. How is now? Is now any better?
Yeah, Roger, I can hear you now. You were breaking up pretty bad there a minute ago. I got you now.
Because I was close to the house and I was moving around a little bit. But now I'm a clear shot. That's why. Roger.
Roger, on the moving around. Yep, you sound really good now, for sure. So, you're going to get outside and get some work done, huh?
Yeah, I got to cut the grass here. It's a little bit high and put some water out for those cucumbers. And I got to go get chopping, go get tomatoes and jalapenos and squash and eggplant. I don't know if you ever do eggplant. What you do with the eggplant is you cut them, you fry them, you put the, like the olive oil on them, and eat. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, on the eggplant. Yeah, it's, I've had it before. I'm not really a big fan of it, but I know it's good for you, for sure.
Yeah, they are very good. I don't know if you know that or not. You Google them, they're eggplant, they're good. They're number one food out there, believe me. I know that, so. Sometimes you put a little spice on them, you know what I'm saying? And you know, like you're dipping them in, dipping a little bit of olive oil with them and with the bread. Roger?
Roger on the olive oil and bread, for sure. Yeah, that's a good mixture. We do that a lot. Love my bread. All right, Jack, we'll talk at you later there. I just heard you out there, so I'd say hi. We'll chat with you again. From KFAPRC, this is WB8KLL. I'll be clearing your final.
Hey, Greg. Good to hear you out there and good talking to you. We'll talk again anyhow today. No problem at all. You take care. KFAPRC. This morning, by the way, Greg, did you hear me this morning on the GM?
You know, I turned it on just for a minute, and I was over on the EMRS a little bit this morning. The band was open, and I was talking to a guy down in Maumee, Ohio, and that, but I didn't see that, no.
No problem. I'll send you the tape. You'll like that.
All right,
Greg. Good talking to you.
KFA, DRC, Cliff. All right, Jack. Yeah, I know the topic was, do you have exercise equipment in your house? So, yeah, I'd like to know your answer on that one.
Hi, Greg. I'll see you a little bit later. KFA, DRC.
Jack, WBHKLL, looks like.
Hey, Jack, before you go.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, partly sunny, 81 degrees.
W-A-F-F-U, K-F-A-P-R-C. I gotta start somewhere, cut the grass first, go get some tomatoes and all that good stuff, and come and plant them. How you doing? I haven't heard you out there at all.
I just crashed it. actual workforce staff, and I really try that. I'm trying, Greg, I'm trying.
No problem, Doug. You take care anyhow. We'll talk again. I have to start somewhere in here. I got a lot of work to do. Because I got about two and a half lots here I got to cut the grass on. So, good talking to you and good to hear from you. We'll talk again anyhow. KFA-DRC.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 80 degrees.
W3LNS W4XED. W4XED, listening. W3LNS W4XED.
W-A-F-U.
Hello, Jack. I heard you call me earlier, but I was busy working. And when I called you, you weren't around, and we've been playing radio tag. What's up?
Oh, not much, really. Not much is up. I just cleaned the grass. I finished one side. I got to go get another side. We got to put the weed and feed on and all that. You know, I was talking to Raleigh about the 675. The 675 on my feed, I think I had a bigger dose for the night. It does not shut off right away. It takes maybe about 3 to 4 seconds. Then it goes off.
I mean, I'll give it a listen, but it's what we call hang time. And it can be any, it can be just about any length you want. The hang time on this one is a little longer than I think it was. It's not a thing. It's just different.
Yeah, okay, I'm just, you know, saying that's all. The 625, you know, as soon as you let your fingers go to the night, it goes right off. But it's okay. Go ahead.
You're quite noisy, Jack, so a little hard to hear you, but can you hit one of those, either 625 or 675? I'll catch you over there.
Going over to the dark side, are you, Sean? KE8RUH.
Yeah, I'm going to bounce over there real quick. I'll be back in a minute.
Sound good.
How in the world did KEHRUH get off work before W8FU? That's what I want to know. Nobody gets off work before Sean, W8RCY.
Oh, man. I got some new hours for, hopefully for the whole summer, if not forever, but we had someone depart at work, and they needed somebody to start opening up the shop, and although I have no responsibilities in the shop, I quickly volunteered to start working 7 to 3:30, because nothing better than in the summer being out at 3:30.
I heard you when you initially keyed up after leaving the office, and then about maybe not even 2 minutes later, Sean keyed up, and I just started laughing. I said, oh, boy, somebody's off before Sean, besides me, because I'm retired, and I'm just a couch potato, which I am on right now, waiting for my sneakers to dry. Washed my sneakers this morning, and wouldn't put them in the dryer. They kicked themselves out of the dryer. They wouldn't stay in there. So I got one shoe that's almost dry, and the other one's still kind of soaking wet. That one might take about a week to dry.
Yeah, so I'm probably not going to be on in the morning as much as I was. I'm going to try to. Sean and Dakota keyed me into an app that I can utilize my All-Star login to get through and talk to you guys in the morning, so I'll probably still be on, but won't be in the car for the morning drive time roundtable. So, but I'm happy, man. I'm so happy to be out at 3:30 instead of 4:30. I feel like I get a whole day back. It's awesome.
And now you get to join me on the drive time home. Yeah, I was keeping them company while you were over on the other side there. I was picking on them because I said, how do you rate to be getting off before Sean? Nobody gets off work before Sean except for me because I'm retired, but still I'm on the couch. And, you know, for you to get out before Sean, it was only maybe about a minute and a half at the most before the two key-ups. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, I called out. Nobody called back, and then I made a phone call, and Sean was calling out while I was on the phone, so it was pretty funny.
I don't know. They're gabbing over there on the other one, and I'm not listening, and I don't know, something about down or back up or something. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, but I just left there. So, and then I just now remembered that Dakota told me that Romeo was off network. Oh, I forgot to do anything about it. I got busy when I walked in the door and forgot. That's why I'm smart enough not to bother you on Mondays, because you have to walk in from the weekend windstorms and problems and everything. Not just for ham and GMRS, but your everyday job. And I could understand and wait, but yeah, they're still talking about what we talked about yesterday with the Warble and the 625, because it is getting worse. I guess they don't listen into other people's conversations and learn something.
I've said all I got to say on that. That's not my machine, not my monkey, not my circus. And I'm more than willing to go down there. I've been more than willing to go down there and look at it, but that's going to take someone else, so. And they don't have the time or the you-know-whats to give. All right, anyhow, enough on that. Jack was reporting something on Mount Clemens, which is nothing, just different. All repeaters have a hang time, the amount of time that they stay on the air before they drop. All you got to wait for is the Roger beep, which is, we call it a courtesy tone. The courtesy tone is what you wait for, and then you can talk. So the hang time is irrelevant. So I don't know what Jack was pointing out, but I never heard him over on the other one. Couldn't make him out here, so it'll just have to wait.
Yeah, I couldn't make out what he was saying either, and I have heard, when you were going over, I turned on to the other side to monitor, and there's people over there talking like crazy, so it must not be that bad.
Yeah, I concur 100% because I did the same thing. I jumped over there. I just got to click a button. I just got to make sure I hit the right button. But, yeah, this Mookstein radio is a great little radio, and I've had it for, God, almost 2 years now, and I still can't figure out what buttons to push on this thing. But, that's not the problem here on this side of town, fortunately. So, getting out at 3:30. My days at Farmer Jack's as a meat cutter, the earliest I could have ever gotten out was 2:30. But that was when you went in at 6 o'clock in the morning, you had to wash, in certain stores, whatever the size of the counters were, anywhere from 50 to 100 feet. Washing counters at 6 o'clock in the morning does get you out early at like 2:30 in the afternoon. So I remember those days, and I was much, much younger, and it was much more enjoyable. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, so the way it works with me and my staff is we work 7.5-hour days. We do not work 8-hour days. That's pretty common with my employer. And you get a half hour for lunch, so you're there for 8 hours. So if you go in at 7:30, which I do, you get off at 3:30. You go in at 8, you get off at 4. I got a group that comes in at 7:30 and then some that come in at 8. And, those quit times are 3:30 and 4. So I've tried staggering it more with limited success, and I'm not saying I'll never go back to staggering it a little bit more, like a 6 to 2 and a, and a 10 to 6 or whatever the hell it would work out to. That's a couple hours of the first shift on the second shift, and on our first shift, and then it's a few hours of the third shift with our late crew. We thought about doing that. It didn't work out. Wasn't worth the effort. But that's the reason. We work 8 hours, including our lunch. We get paid for 7.5. So out at 3:30.
Yep, when I was a kid, I worked for the city of Mount Clemens and at the DPW, and we worked 7.5 hours, and it was 7 to 3, and man, as a young man that liked to have a good time, those were great hours, let me tell you. We were able to have all the fun you could, because you were in and out, and oh, what awesome hours that was.
When I worked those kind of shifts, working the multiple shifts throughout the course of a day, working in a grocery store, the late shift was 2:30 in the afternoon till 11 o'clock at night. And so you have the ones that start at 6 and you're off at 2:30, or you go in at 2:30 and you don't get out till 11. And those 11s are killers, especially if they schedule you to come back at 7 in the next morning. You don't have time to do anything but go home, take a shower, go to bed, get up, go to work. It's just, oh my God, that was a downside to my job. 2:30 to 11 shifts. A couple stores that were first open 24 hours, they tried a midnight crew from 10:30 to 7. That didn't fly. I don't even think that lasted 6 months. It just, there was no reason for anybody to be there. W8RCY.
Oh, I found my Planet Fatness padlock. I could actually...
KK7C, you're welcome.
My clothes.
Somebody doubled with you, Sean. Who is out there? Call out the call time.
KK7C, I'm sorry, I doubled it. For some reason, wasn't getting audio.
No problem. Go ahead. And then back over to Sean.
I was just leaving work and figured I'd get on the radio for a change.
Good afternoon. You got some sort of ANI or something on your, when you unkey, sounds like a burst of probably ANI. So you probably want to look into what that's all about. And I'm not sure on the audio yet. Sounds pretty hot. But clear, we can hear you just fine. Your call, you live up north there. You work with Eric, correct?
That is correct. I work with Eric. I live up in Dryden near Lapeer. It sounded like a packet burst. I thought I'd turn that off.
Yeah, that's every time you unkey, like a ANI or something like that. Yes, it sounds like a little packet burst. So it's still there, and the mic's really hot. So, but you're fine. I mean, we're hearing you just fine. But I thought you'd like to know. I forget the name. Name here is Sean. Call is W8FU, and we've got Donald and Anthony in here. Who gets it next? I haven't heard from Donald in a few. So Donald, and then give it to Anthony. And then KK7, give me your name again when it comes back around, but we're going to send it over to Anthony, and or Donald, then Anthony.
Yes, to that other gentleman, welcome to the afternoon roundtable. We don't do these that often because everybody gets off on different times, but seems like now everybody's getting off at 3:30, and so that's where it's coming together. So that's going to be an interesting, fun thing. But yeah, I really don't have much more to add on the schedule. I don't have much to add about radio traffic and noise and things like that. To the other gentleman, yeah, Sean says you're perfectly readable, but it's just got some little glitches in there that you might want to look into. Over to Anthony, sir.
Well, I'll use my chance here to complain about traffic. I was hoping that traffic would be significantly less leaving an hour early, but it doesn't appear that way. So, but we'll keep it more positive. I'll throw it over to the new gentleman in the mix, and we'll be listening for his name. So over to you.
Roger, that sign is Kilo Kilo 7, Charlie Uniform. My name is Mark, Mike Alparillo Kilo. Just leaving work and drive up to Dryden. I know at some point I'll probably have to switch to the Romeo repeater, but in the Warren right now. KK7, see you.
W8EAP.
Hello, Eric. Okay, Mark, very good. Yeah, I couldn't remember, so thanks for that. I heard the Romeo was off-network. It's working, but off-network by Dakota this morning. And I got to work, and I got so busy, I completely forgot. So I will try to look at that, but don't be surprised. You know the Romeo works just as well up that way if you've got a mobile, so you could do that. Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. I told Mark to get on the radio for a reason, another reason. A couple people have those VS2-7500 mobiles with extremely weak tinny audio, and I never talked to him. I never talked to Mark on his, but his sounds opposite of quiet and tinny, like the polar opposite. So, yeah, I think there's something wrong with the microphone. I think John has one, and maybe Dino has one. So there's a couple people that had complaints about really weak, tinny audio. But Mark seems to have very, very good audio. Like I said, a little too much audio, actually. Yeah, a little bit high there. But so that's weird. Mark, you'll have to check out what your settings are on the radio. And maybe jot those down. Maybe it's a setting.
Doing okay, I suppose. I can't complain.
What's up, everyone? KCK
you hear my last transmission?
Yeah, we heard you, Eric. Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Well, it's just checking in with everybody here. The roundtable started there, and I just got done with my last run for the day. Got a new ER that's waiting for me home to go play with.
Cool. Hey, trying to keep a little bit of formality here. I think it goes next to Donald, if I remember correctly.
Okay, the new gentleman's name, I believe, was Mark. That's what it was. Welcome to the roundtable. And like I said, we do this in the morning. Eric, our famous instigator. How are you, sir? Long time no talk. And you can't be on this shift of the roundtable. You're supposed to still be working, so get back to work. No, I know you wanted to get out some fresh air, and I don't blame you. And, yeah, the that's about it from this end. I believe I toss it to Sean.
All right, yeah, I'm going to, I think I'm going to find some place to pull over here real quick and see if I can't get Romeo back online. And I forgot all about that. So let me do that. I have lost track of where it goes. So I know I just heard Eric, and I think it's back to Mark. And then I don't know, let's figure out where I get in there. It's not that important. W8FU, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I don't look at the settings for the audio when I get home and parked. I'm probably not something I should do while I'm driving. Out of curiosity, did I quiet that packet at the end of my transmissions? That's one of the features in this radio that it can be set to do kind of a mic encoder APRS thing, and I thought I had that turned off. I think I turned some more stuff off, so... let me know when I end this transmission. Is it still transmitting that packet burst? Okay, let me see you.
Mark, it does sound like it went away. I think you hit the right setting and turned it off. I'll throw it over to Eric, I believe, should have been next. If he's still around, then Tom.
Very good. Yeah, I got to get back to work there. But yeah, when I was talking, I heard somebody keying up somewhere on the network. It was doubling with me. I heard it. And I'm on a full duplex setup right now. And while I was talking, someone was keying up over me, or like they didn't hear that I was talking. So that's why I said. Did someone hear, did you guys hear my last transmission? Anyhow, I got back to work, but Mark, talk to you tomorrow, and everybody else, I'll catch out there in about hour and 20 minutes. W8EAP.
I think it's my turn. Is that how it goes? I forgot. Hey, when Sean comes back on the air, or Sean will come back on the air, let me know how the GPS is doing on that. GPO for ID, and I think it's over to Anthony.
Okay, there he is. Yeah, Tom, I think Sean will be back, maybe if I give it over to him next, and see if he's there. If not, Mark, go ahead. But give Sean a little bit of room in case he's back.
I got passed over again. W8RCY, go ahead, guys.
Sorry, Donald.
I guess somebody will have to, like, make up a roster to keep us straight. Yeah, that's a... ask Eric tomorrow, because if it's Kenny, I know that this radio comes with a wired mic. I'm using the Bluetooth hand mic, so that could be a change and it could be a setting. So, who knows? It's kind of a cool radio, maybe you can install in this car because I didn't have to try to find a place to put a hole in the firewall. I managed to run a wire into the trunk instead. I'll pass it back to the group, whoever is next. KK7C.
Hey, Mark, I'll jump in real quick. Hey, I think it's probably just a gain issue with the mic. It's just, you're there, you're good, plenty of volume. It just seems a little hot and rough. I can even hear, like, background road noise. So I think if you can find the gain setting, turn it down, you might be in business.
I think you're right. I'm pretty sure there's a game setting, but I'll have to look at that when I finish driving.
Donald, it's all yours if you want it, buddy. Otherwise, we'll leave a little room for Sean. If not, go to Tom.
Yeah, I concur about how Mark sounds. The squelch thing was taken care of at ANI. You cured that. It's funny, when I was listening, the ANI went away, but you came in even hotter, and I was just wondering what location you're in at right now, where the repeaters are, and you heading home. I see you're over from the west side of the state.
Yeah, that's a mail drop for the just FCC's data. I'm up in Dryden up near Lapeer. Right now, I'm passing probably where the repeater is. I just north of that Lowe's on Van Dyke, so Chicago and Van Dyke.
Okay, I'm just getting your information so I can put it down in my log. Again, welcome, and sorry I didn't mean to jump in front of you, Tom. I just wanted to get a quick answer on that. So back to, oh, no, Sean, I'm sorry. Sean, it's your turn if you're back with us. If you're not, it goes to Tom.
1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 82 degrees.
Sounds like he's still working on what he's working on. No, I guess it's me, but hey, what I was talking about. I had just totally went up into the darkest spaces of my colon. So Don, that was my fault that I skipped over you, putting it over to Anthony. So over to you, Don.
I don't know if I want to be up somebody's colon, but I'll just let that go with that. All right, back to me. We'll try Sean one more time. If not, we'll go back to Mark and Anthony, me, Sean. Mark, go ahead if you have anything to add.
Not a whole lot. I see it is construction season again. Just fairly recently moved back to the state. I went to junior high and high school in Sterling Heights, but I've been away from the state for a very, very, very long time and just moved back last fall. And most recently was in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and there aren't enough people to have as much traffic in Wyoming. But I do see that the construction barrels are all out again. KK7, see you.
K8RUH. Hey, gentlemen, I am pulling into the driveway, so I am going to hop out. I'll be listening for a couple more seconds here, but it was great talking to everyone this afternoon, and if I can hop back on the radio, I will. But have a great evening. Safe travels, everyone. K8RUH 7.
Seven, three. Oh.
you're readable, but your audio did drop, and I had to reach up and turn the volume knob up a little bit to hear you on that last transmission. But, yeah, you know, you sound just as good as always. And for Anthony, you get home in 30 minutes versus I don't know what it was like before. If you're still listening, I got a quick question before I hand it over to Sean to see if he's back. What was the time difference in time? Because you were home in like 31, 32 minutes versus what was the other time? Okay, it sounds like he's transitioning from the car to the house, so we'll see if Sean's back. Hello, hello, Sean. Okay, well, sounds like he's still pushing buttons and, you know, doing other things to get that going. Me, on the other hand, for Mark, I'll let you know a little bit about me. I'm in Madison Heights, 696 in the Quinder area. Been on radio for quite a few years. Started with GMRS in 78, so I got a long history there. But I just finally, after about 50 years, broke down and got a ham ticket back in August. So W8RCY is a technician's license, and I'm kind of restricted to what I can do because I live in a senior citizen's campus and I can't put up a lot of antennas or anything, but that's the gist of it for me. I'm just really using it to extend the range of my UHF history with radio. So that's pretty much it about me. And Mark, go ahead. Do you have anything to add?
Well, I got my ham ticket back when I was in the military. I was stationed in New Jersey and finally got tired of the language on 11 meters. And they were doing tests at the Mars station on Fort Monmouth where I was stationed. And I've created as technician for a while, originally KB2SMR, and when I upgraded to general, I was at Fort Lewis, Washington, and changed it to a Sutherland call, and I kept that since. Additionally, I did have one other call. I was stationed in Germany. I was actually DA1CU, DA1CU for a while. That's kind of the history, and fine, I guess my radio timed out. I'll go ahead and pass back to you for now. KK7, see you.
Tom, there for a little bit, and you might be in the valley of the shadows of death now versus just in a gully or something. Yeah, you're not there at all. That's interesting, Mark, that, you know, you went through the military. I was never in the service or anything like that. Vietnam stopped when I got out of high school, so I didn't have to worry about those kind of things. I had to worry about the draft still, but I surpassed that. But yeah, that's interesting that you were able to learn a lot about radio and communications through the military as your time, and thank you for your service, too, by the way. Sean, are you still pushing buttons or having any luck? It sounds like he's not having any luck. All right, well, Mark, I will let you go, and I'm going to get going here. I got to find something to eat for dinner. I got to put some weight on. I was in the hospital last week and a little dehydrated and a little malnourished, and doctors want me to eat more, so I'm good to go. Welcome to the round table. We do this at about 7 o'clock in the morning if you're ever swinging around. Same cast of characters, and you're more than welcome to chime in. So I will let you get home the rest of the way. This is W8RCY. Personal is Donald, and like I said, I'm in Madison Heights, 696 in the Quinder area. You have a good afternoon, safe travels, and we'll catch you again.
John. You have a good evening, you know, because you're the country I'm driving. Yeah, been around Madison Heights. I had a friend that moved down there right after high school. It's just down the road from Madison Heights High. I don't know what road. I would be doing this, your 7 o'clock, man. I would be doing like Eric was doing here a short time ago, because my work day starts at 7. I can and have had a PhD on my desk, but that's how I ended up doing it if I got in at 7 o'clock in the morning. But I'll go ahead and say 73 for you, to you for now, and have a good evening, Don. This is Kilo Kilo 7, Charlie Uniform.
Get out of wherever you're in. I just thought I'd let you know. But we'll be listening for you here for you to come back and, you know, just check in to make sure you get out of there okay. W8RTY.
W4XED. This is W3LNS. W4XED. This is W3LNS.
W8FU from W8RCY. Just checking in. We don't want you to think. I don't want you to think we abandoned you out there. Any luck?
Okay, I'm finally back.
Well, we ended the round table about maybe 10 minutes ago, but we tried the sign outs and you weren't there. But I just want you to know that. At least I came back to check on you to see if you were still with us or if you were still working on it. You know, I care. I don't mean to get sentimental, but, you know, we just didn't want you to feel abandoned out there. And, you know, we lost Tom. I think we lost Tom in a gully of the creature from the Black Lagoon, because I don't think he's going to resurface. But we'll try for him, too, next.
Well, I pulled over to see if I could get the Romeo back online, which I couldn't. Allman's not responding, so I'm going to have to go in a little differently when I get home. Can't do it from the road. And then my phone blew up. 3 phone calls, 1 stop to pick up a script. And now I'm finally back on track. I made it all the way to 15 and Ryan and on my way home. Yeah, things just started coming at me from 100 directions. I don't even know where we were.
Well, Anthony got home. I let Mark go because he had to concentrate on driving. Like I said, Tom went down into the gallows of the creature from the Black Lagoon depths, and I have not heard from him since. So when we're done here, we'll check on Tom, see if he's back up with us. And me, I'm still here on the couch.
All righty. I'm going to go over to the other side, and I'm going to see if I can raise Jack LaLanne and complete that thought from earlier, although I don't know now. Let me go try it. I'll be back here in a moment. WAFU.
Before you go, tell Jack to do more than 5 minutes on his exercise bike every day.
No problem, Dolly. I'll do 10 minutes for you, no problem. But it's too hot right now.
Hey, who you talking to there, Jack? I'm trying to get a hold of you, and you keep running away from me.
I got because I got 2.5 acres
It's not easy to do.
Hey, earlier you were saying something about Mount Clemens having a long hang time. It's not causing you any issues, right? I mean, the only thing that could possibly be doing is if you were running a Simplex node and trying to, you know, or something. I can't even imagine anything you'd be doing there would have any bearing.
No, not really, John. It doesn't affect me really, but you know what? They answer before it gets hung up. You know, if I'm with somebody out there, they'll answer before it gets hung up on my radio, the 9600. That's all.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure I know what you mean. When the courtesy tone goes off on any repeater, that's when you go. You know, the hang time, amount of time that the repeater stays up after that is irrelevant. So just, you know, the courtesy tone, that's your signal to go.
You're right about that. All right, anyhow, thank you. No problem. I'll check it again. I'm not at home. I'm driving. I have to go over the door and I'll pick up some food and go back home. She called me earlier today. Anyhow, good talking to you, Sean. W8FUKF8DRC.
All righty. Let's get back to it. Go figure out where Don is. He's probably wondering where in the heck you went. Sounds like you were in conversation with Don somewhere. Catch you later. W8FU. Radio's so hard.
Oh my.
Good afternoon, Lancelot. Lancelot. You're too young for that. You probably don't remember the man from Chimp. So when we were kids, Saturday, they had cartoons on Saturday. We'd all watch cartoons and all sorts of other stuff, you know, because there was no such thing as cable or anything else. And Saturdays were for cartoons. And there was this, I don't know if it was Man from Chimp or something, but I remember Chimp, and it was a bunch of monkeys, chimpanzees, and they were doing this, get smart kind of thing, you know. I don't know what CHIMP stood for, but it was like, you know, that was the name of their, you know, their organization that they worked for, and they did a whole thing, and one of the main chimpanzees, and it was Lancelot, and there's one chip would always go, Lancelot Link.
That one.
See,
there's a
WXAL. Oh, yeah, there would be. I think that happened. I wonder which guy got it. There was a guy in Monroe, a guy in West Virginia, and a guy in Kent County. So I wonder which one got it.
Guy in Kent County got it. The Decalum.
Well, good for him. I hope he enjoys it. Of course, when he gets online and tries to use his call sign for things, he's gonna get very frustrated very quickly finding out that his call sign has been used everywhere for everything.
Yeah, that'll be annoying. But I haven't really ran into that issue at all.
there. The only thing I really had to do was get a new DMR ID when I got the new call center. It was easier to get a new ID instead of changing the call center to the old one, I guess.
Well, the good thing about mine is the guy that had it was almost invisible to the digital era. I have scoured. I've looked everywhere. It was so hard figuring out he had died. I had been watching for years, waiting for, you know, this call sign to be available, and it was next to impossible, and I stumbled across it in one of my routine searches. You know, I found a mention of his name, not his call, obviously, and, you know, and that started the whole ball rolling, and as far as the call sign, I've scoured the internet up and down, left and right, and there's like one or two references to them. And one of them's like in the minutes from like the Finley Amateur Radio Club minutes from 1976. And the other one is like they asked him about the WVOA station down near Dayton, and he had a little paragraph he wrote about it. And that's it. There's literally no digital fingerprint from this guy anywhere. So I'm lucky in that regard. It's a virgin. It was a virgin call. I'm literally the first person in the digital era to own this call, even though there's been many, many people that have it before me. Well, not many, many, but several. In that last one. I'll tell you what, I just got home. I got to get inside, so it's going to take me a few minutes to check the mailbox, collect up my stuff, get inside. By that time, you should be probably over the hill and far away and back in range. W8FU.
As a public service announcement, the afternoon roundtable seems to be starting at 3:30 now. Would you please adjust your schedule so you can join us? Good afternoon, Dakota, W8RCY.
I know, I'm always early in the morning and late in the afternoon. How was your chiropractor visit?
Well, he takes it easy on me, and he doesn't use a table. He just uses a handheld activator, and it looks like a hypodermic needle, but just got a rubber tip on it. And I sit in the chair backwards, and he just goes down my spine and pops it from the atlas bone, which is at the base of your skull that your brain rests on, all the way down to just about as far as you can go before you hit the tailbone.
It's crazy the assortment of tools and gadgets that they have to crack and map you.
Well, he's good with the seniors, and he doesn't bring a table. He used to bring a table, but this little activator thing that he uses now, he can move a lot of, he can cover a lot of distance in moving my spine based on the intensity. Sometimes it's just a light tap. When he hits it, or there are times you can actually feel the movement like you were actually on a table, face down and getting inverted and twisted and all that stuff. But, mine are just little tweaks, and my problems are in my lower back and sciatica area, let's say, and I had a spinal cord injury when I was in right, I can physically play sports and so on and so forth. Now I'm a few days older than what I was back then. I just get in problems, and to avoid surgery, he just pops everything back into place, and I can go. I mean, I see him once a week,
I could go longer, but this is one minute session, and I'm good to go for 1 week or 7 days, whichever comes first.
I wish I got to go see my guy more often. He's down in Grosse Pointe. I haven't been there since I blew my back out the last time. I really don't even know what I did, truly, but it was to the point where I couldn't even sit, couldn't stand. I was just wrecked. And I saw him 4 times in a week. And, I mean, people poo-poo chiropractors, but if you're hurt and you go see them and they fix you, there's no denying what they do is magic, because within, I don't know, obviously, you know, when you get hurt and you have spasms like that, it's not instant, you know, you're back to 100%, but they get the muscles to the point where they can actually start to relax and heal. And within, like, 2 weeks, man, I was back to 100%, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I copy that. I was very reluctant about chiropractors growing up, because they say, you know, oh, we can adjust your back and fix your allergies. What? We can, you know, we can adjust your back and fix your coughing problem you have. And I'm going like, what? You know, but when I was working for Verizon, you meet a lot of people in a lot of professions, and this chiropractor came in. He's located out in the area of 19 and Garfield, Clinton Township there. And so I went out and saw him, and he gave me, you know, a few free sessions, and everything. My whole setup was for free. I didn't have to worry about insurance or anything, which I did have. And the next thing I know, he started helping me, and yeah, he's done great work. He's about to retire soon. He's in his early 70s now. But yeah, he did wonders for me and changed my whole attitude. And then the chiropractor we have here now at the senior center, he's about a football linebacker-sized guy, and, you know, it's like, oh, my God, he's not going to put me on the table. He's going to pick me up and throw me on the table. But, yeah, he uses this more gentle method because of the age of our group here. He doesn't bring a table, so it's much gentler, and it still works wonders.
Right, and you're, you know, no offense, you're at the age where they don't need to beat on you, right? Like, they just need to make sure you're aligned and everything's where it's supposed to be. They don't need to force it. My chiropractor's still like me, but he's maybe, I don't know, inch or two taller, and he's usually pretty warm and out of breath by the time he's done cracking the crap out of me. Actually, now that I'm talking about it, I feel like I should make an appointment and go down there. I've been good. Like, I hate that I only go when my back's hurt. Because most of the time, if you hurt your back, it's because it's a progressive thing. But yeah, he put me through the ringer, man. I had he had the electric or pneumatic gun. He had the pressure point stuff. He put me against the wall, a table. He put me on an articulating bed. I tried the laser therapy. I went through everything. I mean, I don't know what worked and what didn't. But they're magic, man. I need to go back now that I'm talking about it. And my guy is like a very holistic kind of doctor, too. Like, he does diet plans and things like that. So he doesn't do the whole, you got a cold, let me fix your back and it'll go away kind of stuff. He's very down to earth.
Yeah, my original chiropractor out at Lakeside, he was divorced. He's now divorced, but him and his wife ran like a team where he would do the chiropractic work and she would do the dietary stuff. And I've always had weight problems my entire life. I've mentioned before, I don't know my exact weight right now, but I know I'm pretty well down with the amount of weight I've lost because my clothes are all falling off of me. But she would get you on a dietary program. And when I was working for Verizon, I was never eating right, and my weight would fluctuate. And she would, you know, come in with her phone. She says, we got to get you on a supplement plan or something to, you know, get your weight down because that will help your back a lot. So they were kind of like a team. And, again, they're divorced, but they still somewhat work as a team but separately. And, yeah, it's more than just getting adjusted. I think there's more other things that are involved, like holistic healing, and I believe in that. I believe in osteopathic doctors versus other ones, and so on and so forth.
I've got the same similar problem. I've always been heavy set, and when I played sports, it wasn't a big deal because I was, I'm athletically built, but when I'm not active, I don't eat right because I'm always at a test. I don't exercise enough because I'm always at a test. So that's something I'm going to talk to him about too when I'm there. You know, give me on a diet plan here. I'll eat anything. Just tell me what to eat and when.
Well, in the last, I would say, maybe 8 months from September. I don't know how far back September is. I'm just guessing. Maybe a little more. With all the weight I've lost since September, I easily eat three large pieces of wheat, thin cracker crust, bacon, ham, onions, and pineapple on it. That's what I've been doing, and it sounds crazy, but that's what I'm doing. And I cut out stupid stuff like pop. I mean, I still drink pop. But I don't drink it as much. I mean, I would drink a 2 liter a day very easily. Now I'm going down to like 2 liter every, maybe almost a full week. But, and I'm slowly starting to get on the water kick, those kind of things. But I don't buy bottled water. I just got a filter system in my place to use. But, yeah, I mean, the weight's just coming off of me. And I don't know if you've heard me mention before, but I've been 310 pounds. Three times since 1980, and it's no fun. When I got married in 1980, I was at my hockey playing weight of 180. So to fluctuate from 180 to 310, the first time over the course of my life in the last 50 years, is not a smart thing to do.
I'm back.
Fluctuated from 180 to 310 a few times over the last 50 years, and being as old as I am now, I can't keep doing that. And this past September, when I went in for my physical, my doctors just yelled. I mean, they basically chewed my butt out, and I had to stop doing what I was doing. It was not that I wasn't eating right; it was just the yo-yoing of what was going on. You know, I try these diets. I eat rabbit food. I do everything, and I just could never get it under control. Now I do this thing with pizza and thin crust. I mean, it's like a cracker. It's almost like a pita bread sandwich, but it's crisp as a cracker. And I eat two or three of those a week, a 14-inch, and it just melts right off. And then I look at the guys from the pizza place, and they're skinny as toothpicks. And they're Italian, and they're skinny as a toothpick. And it's like, oh, maybe if it works for them, I might as well try it. And it has been working. And I tell people, you know, what are you doing to lose so much weight so fast? And, I mean, I just take vitamins and a few supplements, but nothing to, you know, it's just to keep my, the numbers up and everything else. Because even when I was not, my numbers were way down. And I had to start drinking Gatorade to get my electrolytes up. Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do, but I just had to stop because of my age doing what I was doing. Dakota. And Tom, welcome back.
You are what you eat.
I don't know how the pizza thing's working, but I'm intrigued. I would love to give that a go because I could live on pizza. So if I'm healthy and I'm losing weight eating pizza, sign me up. Tom's not me. He knows I'm no little guy.
Yeah, but you got to watch your sugar and your cholesterol and all that other stuff. And that's what my issue is the sugar likes to hang around and then my A1C goes all haywire. But you can sign up for pizza. I won't eat it 3 times a week, but I can get these cravings. And it's usually Buscemi's that really tips me over. Then, old donuts. Fresh baked donuts. Go ahead, Don.
Well, with my Polish heritage, you'd think I'd be eating Punchkis every spring, but I don't. I don't even remember the last time I had a Punchkis. And we used to have them delivered. So they have other things there, and I do get salads from there, and they do make a thing called a pizza bowl, which is becoming pretty popular in some of these pizza locations, where it's just basically a pizza. Your toppings, your sauce, your cheese, everything that I would order on my pizza. There's nothing. It's just like a little pot of... W8RCY for the same reason. I was moving around a lot in my little cubby hole from the guy here, and that's probably why I was in and out a lot. I apologize for that. The only pop I usually keep in the house if I have people over is Diet Coke. That's kind of like the general consensus. But I've had doctors over the years, and I've seen doctors in their offices drink Diet Burners. And it's like, and I say to these doctors, I see this doctor in another area, in another region, and they got a bottle of Diet Burners. You've got a bottle of Diet Burners. Go see this doctor. They got a bottle of Diet Burners. And they said, if you're going to drink pop, it's probably the safest thing you can drink. Not regular Burners, but the Diet Burners. And, they always say, you drink warm, flat burners, it'll help your stomach and your digestive system. That's like one of those old-fashioned remedies, old school memories of my parents' days, but I still keep Diet Burners around in case I have enough to sell it. Medicine thing, they say it's the safest pop to drink, and several doctors have told me that.
NADDF. I've heard the Burners thing, not the diet part, but I've heard the Burners thing for your digestive health pretty much my entire life from many, 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 many people. Unfortunately, I do like Burners, but it's not something I go out of my way to get, and then usually if you go out, it's not a common soft drink that anyone's going to have. But if I do drink pop, it's usually a McDonald's Coke. I try not to get it, but I mean, you're literally drinking sugar water, so that's probably another reason why you dropped a ton of weight, is you cut all that out.
My wife did this zero sugar burners, and it just messed with her A1C really bad, and she actually got kidney stones from it, so she doesn't drink any of that. The best thing is, as they say, is water, water, water. So I got her those little Mio, Vio, or whatever they are, Mio's, little Mio flavor, and she puts that in her water, and she drinks a case of water a week. And I'm about to arrive at my final destination, so I'll say 73 on your finals. And I'll catch y'all in the morning, KC8KJO.
Okay, Tom, glad you got out of that, the darkness of wherever you were, the swamp, the hole, underground thing, and glad you made it home. And everything else. My sister is 76, and she drank Coke, Diet Coke. And the only thing she's ever had issues with is she's had a cancer issue. She also had some brain aneurysms, and we used to joke with her that it was all that carbonated Diet Coke you used to drink. Because, Dakota's right. You hear the stories about burners over the years. But when doctors, these doctors, each of them have these little bottles of it. They're not like a little mini water bottle size of the diet burners in their lab coat pockets or something, and they just take a little sip or a swig. They all say the same thing. There's got to be something in it. I don't know, but. For me, for water here, since I started getting on the water kick, I bought a Brita filter container pitcher thing, and because they won't allow us to install filters on the plumbing here, so that's what I got to use. And I don't like buying water, bottled water, because all those bottles end up in the ocean. So this is what works for me, and I've looked into some of those flavors, but I don't know. I'm just trying to get used to drinking actual water. So my refrigerator has a 12-pack of water, a 12-pack of diet burners, and I also have iced tea. That's another one of my weaknesses. Arnold Palmer light iced tea. That is my weakness. I drink more iced tea than I do pop. But that's pretty much where I'm at right now.
Fortunately for me, I've always enjoyed water, so I drink at least a gallon a day. It's not an exaggeration. Sometimes, usually more, especially in the warmer months. And black tea, those, I forgot, something leaf, the square bottles? Why can't I remember the name of that? You know what I'm talking about, the square bottle teas. They're black teas, my all-time favorite, unsweetened black tea. And then black coffee. The only thing I got to get rid of now is I grab a sugar-free Red Bull every morning, and I got to cut that crap out.
The only tea I can think of that comes in a square-shaped, fluted bottle would be Pure Leaf brand. My pizza joint sells it. But, yeah, that was another thing. Sports drinks, oh my goodness. Not a big sports drink fan. No, I don't drink Red Bull, but I used to drink Monster Zeros. They come in the white can, and they're caffeine-free and sugar-free. I would drink those when I was working for Verizon. They would put it in the mini-fridge, and sometimes somebody would steal it, but And then even those zero sugar, zero caffeine, my doctors told me this was 25 years ago when I started working for Verizon and these types of drinks were coming out. You try to drink the smart ones, zero sugar, zero caffeine. They said, nope, don't even drink those. And I fully weaned myself off of them, so I don't know. All right, well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Oh, it's 4:59 right now. So it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and I'm going to go find myself something to eat, but no pizza tonight. I had pizza when I got out of the hospital on Friday, so I'm good for now, so I'll let you get home, Dakota. And Tom, glad you made it again home. And everybody else from about 3:30 on that's been heating up my radio. And my radio is getting hot.
Whew. Maybe that's why I was warbling a little bit there. I overheated the thing. All right. Everybody have a good evening. Dakota, safe trip for the rest of the way home, and we'll catch everybody in the morning, see who makes it. W8RCY, the dial about Madison Heights. Everybody have a good evening.
Take it easy, Donald. Tom, forgot to say bye. Talk to you in the morning. NADDF, getting by for the next little bit here.
Mostly sunny. 81 degrees.
NADDF, this is KF8DTC.
How's the node working? KF8DTC.
Uh-oh.
Yep, still there, Dakota.
I was wondering where you went.
I was in the back of the yard. I dropped the radio. No, I said, you tell me how am I sounding. I'm in the back of the yard on it.
Sounds absolutely perfect. I've got a little bit of noise on my end because I'm rolling into town here, but you sound fine.
Good deal. How was the weekend?
They go by quick, man. After I saw you Saturday, my wife was like, load the kids up, we're going to the park, and then that's when I talked to you for a bit on that new antenna, and then we swung into a buddy's house and hung out with them until after dinner, and then she worked Sunday, so I was home with the kids, and then heading home from work now, so time flies when you're having fun. What about you?
Yeah, about the same. Putts around the yard Saturday after I talked to you. Sunday, just kind of hung out, and then later in the afternoon, stopped by my uncle's house, saw my mom, kind of visited with all of them. And that was it. Doing stuff around the yard today, and just got back a little bit ago from my journey to Warren. And figured I'd walk out and pick up the yard a little, and kids over there shooting lacrosse, so just waiting for the wife to get home.
That's right, you've got a nice little stretch of days off too, don't you?
Yeah, I'm off. I go back Thursday, so I'm trying to make the most of it.
I hear you, man. Be productive while you can. I'll hopefully by this time next year, I'll be doing similar things to what you're doing once I get that disaster fixed in my backyard. But, yeah, I was going to play hooky today just because I felt like it was a nice day. I've got time to burn. CEO's out of town. And had a meeting that I got pulled into on Friday for Monday, and then we didn't have the meeting today. So I went to work for no reason.
That's how they got you to come in Monday. Planned a meeting that was never going to happen.
I'm probably pretty loud right now. I'm parked at the Four Corners. Yeah, I'm telling you, he knew that I wasn't planning on coming in Monday. Did you end up doing any shopping this weekend for that 2x4 or anything?
No, I was going to shoot you a text and about that mount, but I figured, Mother's Day and all that stuff, so I figured I'd get a hold of you once the weekend was over. I should have kept it when I had it, the price went up a little bit, at least on Amazon. I didn't check anywhere else, but I'm going to have to get that link for that mount you have for the truck.
So the first thing you're going to have to decide is if you want to go with an NMO or a UHF. If I were to do it again, I would do NMO, just because they're better for durability, longevity, weatherproofing, all those fun things. I didn't know any better when I started, so I bought UHF. And then after I started buying mounts and antennas, I'm like, well, I'm not going to switch everything now. So whenever this antenna dies, I can actually convert my adapter I have right now to an NMO. So I don't think this antenna is going to die, but, you know, it gets broken, whatever. But if you're going to order stuff, now that you're getting into this, and if you know you're going to keep it, my word of advice is to buy from DX Engineering. They're in Ohio. If you spend over $100, it's free shipping. It's UPS ground. You'll have it the next day. And it's not hard to spend over $100 with radio stuff. I'm sure you're figuring out. So I would order it from there. It's $69.99. I looked at it today for the F2x4. And then, yeah, I'll text you that link for the Breedlove mount. Just make sure that you can get to that stake pocket on your bed. You'll probably have to cut out the plastic on your bed rail. But if you can do that, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I was checking it out the other day. It looks like you said, I just got to cut the plastic out. You can see, kind of where the cutout is. But, yeah, DX Engineering, that's actually where I ordered that HC. First time I used them, and like you said, man, I got it, within a day. So I was pretty happy with them. They seem like a decent place. So, yeah, $69 is definitely cheaper than going the Amazon route or whatever.
On the off chance that you've got to return something, it's worth the risk of having to pay a couple bucks to ship it back. I love DXC. I've bought 95% of my gear ever from them. I buy all my tools from them, my ends from them, my cable from them. That's the other thing we got to figure out is how you plan on getting into the truck. Whenever you got time, crawl up under there, see if you got any plugs to drill into to get into the back seat. I've always had Chevy, so I'm not too sure how the ram paneling works, so just make sure you got a nice way to route it to under the body, or where's your body of the radio at, under the seat?
I had it under the seat, the last radio. This radio I ended up, because I had to pull out the center console area, and there's a nice size spot in there, so I just tucked this one up in there, so it's not under the seat or anything. I got some vent holes in the back of the bed currently right now that I just have that mag mount running through. I know they have like a little cooler box underneath that's accessed underneath, so I'm sure there's some areas I can get in there, no problem.
Perfect. We can take the no drill approach then. I just said I've always had Chevys. I'm going to contradict myself. So when I had a Tacoma, I did the same thing, so I ran it from, I didn't like how it was set up. I had a tail light mount, so I took out the tail light and had a bracket that came out, and then I ran the cable from the tail light in the bed wall, to under my center console where there was a rubber grommet that I was able to go through up and into. So, yeah, we'll be able to do a nice clean install then if you've got ways to get in. So, yeah, that's the only thing. You just got to figure you're going to need probably 10 to 15 feet of RG8, which is only like 69 cents a foot. And then the ends, you got to buy in a three-pack, three-pack, there's six of them. So you get six ends, which is three cables for $34. I've got the crimpers and the dies, and then I got the heat shrink and the solder too. So yeah, I mean, you'll be sitting pretty once we get that done then.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I think that'll be better than what I got. Like I said, the mag mount was kind of a temporary thing. I didn't want to drill any holes or do anything crazy till I knew exactly what I was doing. That mount that you have, do you have to ground it or anything like that?
In all my vehicles, I've never grounded any of my mobile antennas, and my SWR has always been good, and my reach, receive, and transmit has always been good, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. Mine's literally as you saw it, so it's just in the stake pocket. Our trucks have steel beds, so that helps, but it's an aluminum mount, so I don't think that helps. And then, no, I don't ground anything, and it's been fine. I think that's overplayed.
All right, well, yeah, if I don't have to ground it, because that was another, you know, dilemma, or kind of, you know, where to ground it, what exactly to do. It's kind of why I didn't go that route, other than not being able to find that mount either. But, yeah, it shouldn't be too big of a deal then.
No, that, and, you know, it's not hard to go back and put a ring terminal on the base of that. But I just pulled in. I'm going to clear out here for a bit. Once I get inside, I'll get a nice little parts list, and I'll text it over to you. And I'll probably be back out here later. If not, I'll introduce you to the Who Cares Hub where you can pop over. So I'll catch you later. If not, tomorrow. I'll text you for sure. NADDF, clear for yours.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it again, and we'll talk with you soon. KF8DPC clear.
DBF from W8FU.
KF8BOT.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees.
W8EAP. KF8DRC, W8EAP.
NADDF.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 78 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 72 degrees.
NX8X from W8FU.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.